This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Hello, 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 and how is everybody today?
Carol Pike is here again, and I've already been told off once because there was a typo on a posting that I put up on Facebook. And guess what I left off? I left the E off Carol. Can you believe I did anything so horrendous as that? So please don't shout at me. And we've got Chenwi Uday. Welcome to the studio. So it is Monday, we already know that. And we're broadcasting live, and obviously anything can happen when you're live on the radio. So thank you to all our regular listeners, and thank you to our new listeners for being on board. And some exciting news that we have got as far as the studio is concerned is that sometime very soon you're going to be able to phone in while we're live on air and speak to me for particular shout-outs that you might actually want. For yourselves, events or whatever. And as you know, this week is a particularly bit of a sad week this week because I've got two funerals where I'm celebrating the life of two friends, Rosemary Wiltshire and Nicole Johnston. But there is so much wider in the world of people who are suffering. So love and hugs to everybody who is having a bad time, no matter what it is, we're thinking of you. And later on, we will have happy birthday, and we do have somebody whose birthday is this week, and Carol, I know, knows her. So we will follow that up in a second. So Carol, over to you. Would you like to introduce yourself now to our listeners?
Okay, well, now that I've forgiven you.
Thank you.
I'm Carol Pike, also known as the Queen of Sparkle. I'm a personal brand strategist on a mission to make the world a brighter place, one sparkle at a time. I help women leaders and entrepreneurs to discover and leverage their standout advantage so that they are magnetic to opportunities and become unforgettable in their marketplace. And I'm also the creator of the Personal Branding Spa, which we will talk about.
Right, so that's one excitement. And Chenwi, if you'd like to introduce yourself, please.
Hi, thanks for having me, by the way.
My pleasure.
My name is Dr. Chenwi Uday. I am a consultant, and I am the founder of a women's health platform and mobile app called Health Mary. And Health Mary is a mobile app where we are giving access to women across Kent and the UK free access to a panel of fellow female health practitioners and experts and well-being coaches and stylists and any other sort of specialties that they might need. And basically, what it is a toolkit that any woman can access for all of her life hacks. And yes, I'm here because it's something that I feel passionate about. Women's health is absolutely important. When we feel well, our partners feel well, our children feel better, our communities thrive. And all too often, our agenda is not always at the top of the agenda for most other people. So Health Mary is all about us taking control of that. And that is why it's not only a platform where women can access health and lifestyle solutions, it's also a platform where women can deliver and provide those health and lifestyle solutions. So there's a huge health and economic advantage to being part of that platform.
Ooh. It sounds really exciting. Is it available now? Because I must confess I haven't had a chance to look.
It's all right. Yes, it is available now.
Okay,
You can download it now from the App Store, so your Apple or Google Play Stores. It depends on whether you're an Apple tribe or you're an Android tribe.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't want to start a war here.
You've probably got one already.
Everybody is sorted, yes.
So with what gave you the name? Why
Health Mary?
Yeah.
Well, Mary is a quintessential feminine name, isn't it? I think almost every culture, tradition, religion, almost everybody has a Mary. And Mary is feminine. It is all caring. It also actually, in some languages, represents a rebellion, like a rebel woman.
Warrior.
Yes, because what we want is to, what this whole concept is about challenging the narrative that we have been fed throughout. But also portraying that nurturing aspect of the platform where we are, in fact, looking after ourselves and each other. So Health Mary just felt like the right tune to it. And yes, it caught on quite quickly in my own head. Hence, we named it Health Mary.
I love the concept. I can see Carol's itching to get in there, but I want something else I would like to run by you. Is I am on the radio station. We have our Hot Stuff Menopause Gang. And they come on, I must admit they haven't been on as regularly as I would have liked because they've all been busy and doing different stuff. And there's been a focus, I think there's a special day on in London. There has been. So does that encapsulate, does that include menopause as well? Is there any sort of specific things that people can ask or not ask?
Oh, no, of course it does. I mean, we are looking at solutions for every woman, no matter their age, stage or wage. That is our company value, basically. We should be able to access it as long as you're over 16. You can access it. And basically, you're able to go in there and find the people, other women who would only understand you the way another woman can, on there that would quite simply help you with your health and lifestyle solutions. They're also posting content and really, really useful, helpful, informative content there. So you don't have to necessarily, you know, connect with a practitioner there. They're dishing. They're really putting out good stuff there that most anybody can access, and it's all free to download.
That sounds really amazing. I'm going to make Carol wait a bit longer.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
Let's share with the listeners. Shania's have come all the way from Folkestone to be with us here in Southeast London in the Love the Beat radio station. So we're going to give you a little bit of a rest now.
Yes, thank you.
I know you don't want to, but let's pretend you're sitting in the corner having a rest.
Yes.
And we'll come back to you and find out so much more about the exciting things that you've got planned for women, and not just business women. For women as a whole.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go over to Carol now, and Carol is going to expand on what her excitement is.
All right, but before I do that, one of the things that really came to me when you were talking about Health Mary and about women was the fact that there was a quote that I love, which is, next to God, we are indebted to women, first for life itself, and then for making it worth living.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that whole thing that...
Mic drop right there.
That quite literally, without us...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without us.
I know. We're wonderful.
Of course.
Yeah.
We make the world sparkle.
Yeah,
we do. I think, I know regular listeners will know that Edmund Christie, who is the owner of the radio station, has expanded into the office next door. And he has sparkled the walls. I don't know whether you noticed, Carol, when we went in there. It's one of the walls is a super dark navy blue, and it's got gold splashes all over it. So it sparkles in there. So I think, you know, we're definitely in the right place. Well, we are anyway. You know what I mean.
Yes.
Fortunately, you know what I mean. A lot of my listeners know what we mean.
Right.
So back to you.
Sparkle. Right, well, whenever it is that we think of sparkle, we think of that shiny stuff, the stuff on the outside. When I talk about sparkle, I talk about it from a different perspective. Because as a personal brand strategist, my definition of the personal brand is the story you tell the moment you show up before you've said anything. And that begins with the story you tell yourself.
Yeah.
And sparkle is my methodology. And the sparkle equation is to know who you are, understand the value you bring to the table, and then show up unapologetically on purpose. And I have to say to you all that when you sparkle, there is no imposter syndrome.
Absolutely not. I think it's forbidden. And I've been to a couple of events, actually, where somebody braved the phrase and they were quickly shut down on that one. And totally agree.
I want to say to everybody, stop claiming that as being something that you own. Because when all of the research was being done, it was never referred to as a syndrome. Somebody, some bright spark, said, oh, this is a syndrome. And everybody seems to be claiming it. That whole thing that actually, do you know, I'm suffering with imposter syndrome. No, you're not. If every single day of your life that you're striving to be a better version of yourself, where is the imposter? When you show up in situations and circumstances that you haven't done before, is unfamiliar territory, claim the emotion that you're feeling, where it is that you are a little bit apprehensive, you're unclear, it's uncertain, you're not sure what's going to happen next. Own those emotions and walk through them. Don't suddenly say, oh, that means that I've got imposter syndrome, because that now becomes this big cloud that you're walking under, when actually it isn't. And if anybody ever is in my company and they say anything negative about themselves, I will pull them up. Because
I totally agree with you there, Carol, by the way. And, you know, listeners obviously trust you because you know what you're talking about. But I think I can back that up. Because we are, the narrative that we are fed sometimes goes a long way. And before we know it, we're absorbing it, and we're unfortunately transferring it to our young women and girls, you know. So it's really important what you're saying, that when we have a natural response to something, because you are obviously clearly, or for some reason, you know, alert in that situation, don't pathologize it, don't make it a condition. Go through it naturally, and then you're better able to kind of make the most out of the growth that is actually happening in that moment, isn't it?
Yes, because that's the thing, because whilst it is, I don't know everybody that's listening, I can 100% guarantee that I know some things about you. And the first thing I will say is that you are an overcomer. And if you think about the journey that you've travelled through life to this point, you've overcome things that you thought you wouldn't be able to. You are an overcomer. Own that and put that in your toolkit as you move forward. You are resilient because you have bounced back from so much. And you're determined because you got out of bed this morning. Oh, okay, I'm assuming that you got out of bed. And even if you weren't physically able to get out of bed, for me, the getting out of bed is being alert and actually believing that, yes, life is worth living.
Yeah. I mean, I want you, Carol, to expand on, I hate the word journey, but that, I don't know what other word we can describe, but the sort of medical type of journey that you've been on, the life journey that you've been on. But just before we do that, just to sort of touch on the fact that not everybody knows things that I've actually overcome, and with my family, because my husband was seriously ill with a thing called viral encephalitis in 10th of March 1995. It stays with you, doesn't it? It's like you, Carol, I know you've got stamps, and Jimmy, you've got stamps in yours as well. And with a flash of light, our life changed. He went to bed with a headache, got up in the morning and quickly went back again. With a headache, I phoned him. I was working then. I didn't have a business then. I was employed. And phoned him mid-morning, and he had said, I feel a bit strange. I feel a bit sort of shaky, pins and needles. And I said, well, I'll ring the doctor. And he said, no, I was ready to do that. I phoned him lunchtime, couldn't get him. So went into the boss and said, I'm going home. Came home, found him unconscious. And Carol knows that story, Chibwe, you'll know it because of your medical background sense. We were very, very lucky that I was, I don't know, coming back to the female thing again, was it feminine intuition to know that things went right? And also our doctors were truly amazing. Four doors up, the practice nurse of my doctor's surgery lived, And I phoned the doctor's practice. I don't know why I did that. Why didn't I do it? Did that, and they said, fine, we'll get the ambulance there. And it wasn't quick enough for me. So it suddenly dawned on me, in amongst my tears and trying to slap him gently, because I thought, I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
Dashed up to the practice nurse. She came down in a few minutes, and I phoned the doctors again, and she said to me, the receptionist said, you've done absolutely the right thing. The ambulance will come quicker than if you were dialing 999. And she said, and the doctor is on the way. So the ambulance and the doctor individually came to our house, and they were all there able to sort of thought. But that story is not something that I have in a blog and all the rest of it, but it is something just to add in the mix in terms of what we deal with,
yeah,
and how we manage. And and the other thing that sort of took us time to manage was that he wasn't able to work from that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this will make you laugh a little bit, maybe, is that I used to do all the cooking. He found cooking relaxing,
yeah,
so I wasn't allowed in the kitchen.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know, so a complete change around of our whole working and relationship.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely it was. But, yeah, females, coming back to the female again, feminine intuition,
yeah,
I don't know what it was. So, but, yeah, back to you, Carol.
Well, I am actually the most sophisticated 5-year-old you'll ever meet. I actually love saying that because that makes people laugh. The reason I say that is because in 2019, I had a second stroke, and I'm currently living with retrograde amnesia. And so memories before 2019 are, yeah, practically non-existent. So I have only got 5 years conscious memory of the world and of myself. And yes, that brings with it a whole host of challenges, but it is the most amazing adventure. Because I guarantee you, I've got fresh perspective on absolutely everything, because I'm not tied to the past.
Yeah.
I am living without fear, worry, anxiety, or regret, because it's learnt behaviour and it's based on the past. And I have been disconnected from that. So I'm
special.
Yes, I am special, and I have special needs at times. But it is an interesting, yes, an interesting journey, to say the least. But what it is that I have done, essentially, is I'm working from impairment to empowerment. So I have got significant impairment that you would never know unless I tell you. Because I believe that there are two sides to every coin. So wherever it is that you are right now on your journey, whatever it is that's happening in your life, there's always another side.
Mm.
You just have to look for it. That you may not be where it is that you want to be, where it is you should be, or you think you should be, or where somebody else is, but wherever you are is your starting point. And it's neither a good thing or a bad thing, it just is. You have to decide, what's your vision, where do you want to go? And then your question to yourself is, how do I get there?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to throw that question over to Jenny now. Thank you, Carol, for sharing that with us. And Chimri, you said that you thought perhaps you knew a little, although you've never actually met, you thought perhaps you had read or heard about Carol in the past. Was it the same person that you were thinking of?
Yeah. It's such a small world.
Isn't it, Jess?
Because in 2020, that was just last year, June last year, I did a trek up Snowdon with a group of women. You know, my friend Adele Martin organized.
Oh, you're friends with Adele?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
so,
one of my menopause ladies.
We organized a little trip. I know, right? We're gonna. She's fantastic, isn't it?
Isn't she?
We organized this trip out to Wales and did Snowdon, etc. For me, it was a challenge, and I remember at the foot of the mountain, I got there and I was like, "Oh, I can't," because I have a bit of, I don't know, travel anxiety. Long story, guys, but never mind. And it was on our way back on that trip because I drove. With a friend, you might know her as well, Katie and Natalie. And in the car, we were talking. Really, really good weekend that was. Yes, and it was Katie that was telling me all about. I was like, oh my God, that is so interesting. You know, and literally, I don't know, a year later, look, she's here.
Your fame travels before you. I'm surprised when you said about not knowing Sean, because Adele, I helped. Sean Murphy runs a radio station as well as other things that she does. And I was a co-presenter with her for a short time. And then Adele was as well. I've known Adele for a while. So, oh my goodness, talk about small circles. So
I know, right? It's really and inspirational. So it's interesting how Carol's story had already inspired me even before I met her. No, but it's true, you know, because all I could think of then was like, what challenges could she be going through? But again, immediately what I saw was the empowerment, her turning her impairment, there's a good way to put it, impairment into empowerment. Mm. And you didn't buy that in the shop. You didn't get that on a course. We all have it within us. We all do, you know, to be able to unlock it. And some people can do that, but we also should realize that we don't necessarily have to hack it alone, is my point. Yeah. If you are finding that you're not able to draw the power out of you, reach out. Find the next woman, usually, because then, you know, for me, it's my mom, right? And she would always find a way to say it in exactly the way I need to hear it. Because she's a woman, she's walked the walk and talked the talk, yeah? Reach out. Please don't do it alone.
Yeah.
I think the reality is that you don't do it alone. You actually don't do it. I realised that, like for me, if things had been marginally different, the date on my death certificate would have been the 28th of February 2019. Mm. It wasn't. And so I worked out that I had two choices, given the hand that I was dealt. I either gave up or I gave it all I've got. And I think that you listening, wherever it is you are on your journey, you have two choices. You either give up or you give it all you've got, whatever that looks like for you. Because we have got more power than we realize.
Yeah, it's all within us.
It's within, you know, that whole thing where people say, oh, I'm shy or I lack confidence. All of those elements are inside jobs. Like I do personal branding from the inside out. You know, I meet you at your point of possibility and I speak to the winner in you, because there is a winner in all of us. I think I'm a bit like Michelangelo when it was that he talks about the angel in the marble, and he says that I saw the angel in the marble and I carved to set it free. What I do is I help you to remove the layers so that you can free yourself.
I love that. That's a great description. Yeah, I love that. I'm still reeling from the wheels within the wheels and everybody sort of knowing people that we know, and it's just amazing. So just to touch on, I think you both deserve a break in a second, but just to come back to you, Chemi, if you wouldn't mind. You touched on knowing Adele Martin. So she's somebody that we both know well, and I know that you've got two things that we need to share with our listeners, and one of those is an event that you're organising. Mm. And also, I'd like to know a little bit more about your app and how did it come about? How did you have this idea in the first place?
Well, it started with me asking myself one important question, which is, if I'm a doctor in the NHS and I am struggling to access health and lifestyle solutions, I'm a busy mom, full-on professional woman who's trying to, you know, run it really, really busy, right? And I have the access, and I'm a doctor, I'm a medical, so I, you know, my husband is a doctor as well.
Do you have your own practice?
Yes, I do. I do have my own private practice.
Mm.
And if I'm struggling, what is everyone else doing? So as soon as I started asking that question, I couldn't stop asking it. But also, my patient cohort are actually children with complex needs. My real inspiration are their mums, who I've spent the main part of my career talking to, feeling their pain, feeling and being empowered by their power. Despite really challenging situations, they continue to amaze me, empower me, inspire me. Mm. I spent most of my career talking to them. But then most importantly, I learned something, that if I was able to give them something, if I was able to make them stronger, my patients, the little ones, are fine. That recipe is unequivocally correct. If mom is empowered and doing well and looking after herself, the kids are fine, the husband is okay, the job is sorted, etc. So although I'm a pediatric consultant, my app is on women's health for that reason, because I have seen the amazing thinking, the amazing results we get within our communities when women are empowered. But yes, I did have my own health struggles. It took me, 3 years from when I decided I needed my surgery to when I actually had it done. And there were barriers everywhere. It wasn't just, the wait times or anything. It was being a mom. It's the kids, the husband, the car, the dog, the cat, and then you finally get to yourself at some point.
Yeah.
And eventually, my husband was like, right, okay, listen, girl.
But just sort of interrupt you there, but it's very much a scenario of if you're in an aeroplane and the aeroplane crashes, and you see somebody near you who needs help.
Yes.
Don't help them first. What you need to do is to grab the oxygen from the roof and make sure that you're okay. And it comes back to what you're saying. You can't help anybody if you're not okay.
Exactly. So this is what Health Mary is about. But I also recognize that there are women in business, in the business of health and lifestyle and well-being provision. And to be honest, it's not a level playing field with our male counterparts. Right? Because we already step out our front door as carers. We've sorted the kids, the children, everything else, and parents, everybody is we're looking for. And we're going into the tough world of business. I felt that Health Mary is a way that we can provide a platform where women who are caring in the health and well-being space can thrive in the marketplace, where they can access other women who really need them. And that immediately reduces or removes a lot of the barriers that stop us from, in terms of entrepreneurship and getting clients and maintaining our businesses. It also feeds into our innate need to be caring, because on their app, many of them are posting on their app and sharing information with other women who are looking at it, so that if you as an individual download the app, you'll be able to see a practitioner there if you wanted to. But you can also for free get a heck of a lot more information than you could in a week by looking at that app in one day, basically. Right? And all for free.
Yeah.
I have insisted that it's going to be free for users, because I always say, no matter your age, stage or wage, there is something. There is something for everybody,
Yeah.
I don't believe that health and wellness should have a class system to it. I don't think that, we should qualify it in that way. And so, having a platform where anybody can access the information they need is really important to me. Yeah.
That's really amazing, because just touching back on my husband when he was ill, what happened with the doctor and the ambulance coming like it did, I don't think that would happen now because they're so stretched, and Carol's waving at me, so over to you, Carol.
Just that I'm just laughing when it is that you said that, because my journey and my challenge with the medical side of things, because I do not look like the challenges that I have.
Yeah.
And so quite literally, on a medical point of view, people really don't take any notice of me.
Carol and I have got this standing joke. Somewhere along her medical line, they said she was articulate and intelligent.
Mm.
So when we're discussing things, and I often go, that's because you're articulate and intelligent, Carol. That ends up with us rolling around on the floor almost. Yeah. But it is so. I mean, you don't have the benefit of actually, if you don't know Carol, of actually being able to see her at the moment. But have a look on the website. I want you ladies to tell people, our listeners, how they can actually get hold of you. And Carol, if you'd like to go first, please.
All right, well, I have to tell you about what's happening this week. I have something that I'm so excited about. It's called the Personal Branding Spa, as in SPA. We take our bodies to the spa, so why not take our personal brands there too? And SPA is an acronym for Sparkle Position Amplify. And it's more than that, because that is actually a dynamic call to action. because anything is that you want, you need to sparkle first, which is to know who you are and understand the value that you bring and show up and be prepared to show up unapologetically on purpose. And just in case you don't understand what that means, is that you're not comparing yourself to anybody else. You walk into a room as though you're supposed to be there and you bring a value add because you do. Position. Now, positioning is the key to so much of what it is we're trying to achieve. Because if you're not positioned correctly so that the people that you need to can see you, hear you, and remember you, then you're not going to get what it is that you want. And so it's that whole idea of knowing, where do I need to be in order to? And then in terms of amplifiers, amplifying your voice, I really believe that we should stop living life as a whisper and live it out loud. Whatever out loud means to you, but it's all about amplifying your thinking, amplifying your presence, amplifying your voice. And so I've created an online space where I've got, there's currently four areas. There is the Sparkle Vault, where there are tools, resources, and strategies that are available for you. There is the Sparks of Inspiration, which is sparks is to ignite the fire within you so that you are motivated to do what it is that you want to do. There is the Faith Gym, which is about building those kind of inner core muscles, and the Sparkle Gym to build your sparkle muscles so that you show up unapologetically. And it is, the doors are opening on Wednesday, the 17th, which A is in honour of Nicole Johnston, because we're celebrating her life, and she was a great encourager along my journey. And secondly, because the 17th of April 2019 was the first day that I was out in the outside world. And so I am excited about welcoming you there. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to open the doors, I should have a party. So I'm having an online party on Thursday, the 18th, this week, Thursday, the 18th, at 7 p.m., where you can come, find out more about the gym and join, or more about the spa and join in the celebrations. And it's really, really easy to do that. If you go to the website, which is www.thepersonalbrandingspa.com. So that's thepersonalbrandingspa.com. We take our bodies to the spa, so why not take our brands there too?
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I love really cool.
Thank you very much for that, Carol. We'll come back to that because there's more to expand on, and also I want to know some more information from Chemwe as well. Just very briefly, because I'm just keeping an eye on the clock at the moment, how do people get up? We'll come back to such a lot of things both of you got to share today. It's the most amazing show. Ozzy Osbourne is coming on at 4 o'clock till six, and maybe we might need to take your show over, Ozzy. Are you missing? How will people get hold of you, Chemwe, please?
Well, actually, people don't need to get hold of me.
Oh.
They need to go on the app stores and download the Health Mary app. Just search it there, Health Mary, one word. And it's a pink logo with HM on it, white HM on it. That's all they need to do, because the people they really want to know are the women on the platform who are experts in their field and who are ready to provide their services and their content and their knowledge and their affirmations, you know. So just get on the app stores and download the app. It's free, literally free. So there's practically no excuse for someone not doing
it. Absolutely not.
And I just have to say, whilst I've been sitting here listening, I've checked the app out, and you really do need to download the app and check it out for yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Carol.
Yeah,
she's super.
Isn't it?
She's like on it.
She's dangerous. Yeah. Articulate and intelligent. That's all you need to remember.
Yes, exactly. She is. Thanks, Carol. Well, thank you for that.
So, and I know there's some more exciting stuff that you've both got to share with our listeners. Yeah. So, but what I want to do now is just to mention this week on Wednesday, apart from the celebration of Nicole Johnson's life, is also the 12:30 TWC Bromley and Orpington meeting, which is being held in the Bromley Old Town Hall at 12:30. So do have a look at the website, which is all the W's, 1230.co.uk, and you'll find a calendar there where you can click through and see what's happening with all the meetings and also who my guests are for forthcoming radio shows, because I do have some really astonishing people come onto the radio show, as you'll know. You'll also know, regular listeners, that this show is being recorded, and we've got the window open a little bit in here, so we've got some background noises of traffic going up and down. This show is being recorded and will be in podcast for you if you've missed anything or you want to remind yourself about something. Not this Friday, but the following Friday. And again, all the W's, 1230.co.uk. And you will find, amazingly, on that top navigation, a tab that says podcasts. So you click on there and you can catch up with all the stuff that's going on there. Now, I want to say happy birthday to a very special lady in our lives, and that lady is Ali Meehan.
Birthday.
This is the 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Okay, so welcome back into the studio, and honestly, this is a good show, isn't it? All the things that we're sorting out now. But just a reminder, if you've got pens and paper handy, on Wednesday at 12:30 is the 12:30 TWC Bromley and Orpington meeting in the Bromley Old Town Hall. And this show is on every Monday, 2 till 4. It is recorded, and as I mentioned before, you'll find it on podcast, not this Friday, but the following Friday on the website. And following on from me is the lovely Ozzy Osmond with his own brand of indie rock. So do stay tuned, and I'm going to now come back to my super guests. Now, Chinwe, please tell us. I know that you've got an event coming up not too far. Yeah. Please tell us something about that.
Right, first of all, this is not just any networking event, ladies, right? And on purpose. Because networking is important, but what I've put together is basically a learning study day. And I've got four speakers who are ready to make sure that the attendees go away with something tangible that they can really translate into their businesses.
What's the date of it?
It's on the 13th of June, and it's at the Maidstone Innovation Centre, at the medical campus, just next to Kim's Hospital. So it's right in the middle of Kent, because it's designed for the women in Kent who are in the health and well-being industry. When I say to a lot of the health practitioners and lifestyle practitioners I've met, that although we are natural carers at home, and in fact, in our jobs, we're caring as well. We sometimes forget to be business women, which is quite, I find it challenging as well. Kind of switch up and become a businesswoman, and be the boss of my practice. We find it challenging because many times there's no headspace, and it could be for different reasons. You know, there's a lot of patients or clients to deal with. And we struggle to align the caring part of our businesses and the economic and financial, very necessary part of that as well, which is beneficial for us and for our families, right? So I am not putting together a networking event at all. We're going to sit around the table in a chill, joyful environment and learn from four experts. One is Zoe Kearns, who is renowned, yes. She will tell you a thing or two about how to do stuff on social media and make sure you're being effective there.
Yeah.
The second is Stacey. So Stacey will tell us about how to do our accounting. Up until I met her, it was all like, the books are coming out. But she's going to show us how to make it easy peasy so that we are focusing on the things that we need to get across to our patients and our clients. I've got Tracy, who is going to get us in the mindset, okay, that as health and well-being practitioners, we too need mentorship. We too need to be coached into becoming business women as well as health providers. And then finally, I've got Sandra Jennings, who is she's just amazing, all right? Because at the end of the day, we're all going to go away with something for ourselves. Actually. Not for our businesses, not for our patients or our clients, for ourselves. And so this event is really designed to do that, and is one of three part series. Please come along, because once we have covered the cost, the rest of the money is going to charity, and we are going to nominate a charity that supports women local to Kent. And they're going to get that support. So not only are you coming to learn, we're also, in a way, gathering around each other, and we're going to sort of help and support other women who are even more challenged than us, basically. So please come to the event. Sorry, I'm stuttering a little bit now. I'm so tired.
Because you're tired.
Being a CEO and founder of a company is not easy, girls. I tell you that. See, I need to go for that event as well, because I need my speakers to show me one thing or two. But yes, come along, okay? There is really no reason to not to. It's affordable. We are going to have fun. We're going to learn. We're going to grow. And we're going to help other women in the process as well. Pop onto Eventbrite for your tickets, and just search Practice Essentials for Female-Led Health and Wellness Businesses, because that's what it is. We are literally giving you essentials to run your practices successfully. I once said to a lady I met recently that actually, you know, we're looking to improve sort of our economic stance as women, create a legacy for ourselves and for our families, etc. And I could see that she was thinking, me? Legacy? Businesswoman? and again, this is a narrative that we all have been fed over the years, that you are a woman, you're supposed to sit over there and be caring and just don't dare to do anything else other than give all of yourself all the time. So yes, please come join us for the event.
And how long is the day? What time does it start?
10:30 to 2:30, because uh-huh. Health Mary is conscious of our needs as women. So the event starts at 10:30. So you all should do your school run.
Yeah.
Grab a cup of coffee and find your way to the center. You'll have lunch, and after that, we'll finish the event at about 2:30. We have spaces for just 50 attendees. It's a really lovely space. I don't know whether you've been to the Maidstone Innovation Center. It's beautiful. So yes, it on the 13th of June, Thursday, 13th of June, in just a couple of months' time.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much. I hope you still had your pens and paper handy to write that down, but we'll get Chemri to repeat that for us, yes, so that you won't. Now, Chemri, you were telling me that you've got some super duper testimonials that people have been writing for you. Have you got some there that you might be able to share?
Well, yes. So, they're not testimonials.
Oh, sorry. That's twice today.
I know, Jackie. Off. Seriously.
I'm not doing very well.
Right. That's fair enough. Because to be fair, Carol and I have been during the breaks. I don't think we've let you have a minute. We've been chatting.
Yeah, anyway. That's what it's all about.
So what I wanted to share is that on Health Mary app, you can go onto the feed section of the app and you'll find loads of content from women on there who are specialists. So, for instance, we've got Tawa, who is an esthetician. Okay, she does her skin, making sure you're looking fabulous. And she's put out a post around signs that you may need extra vitamin B12. And if you read that post, you may be able to identify that actually there is this little aspect of my health and well-being that I could do something about. And it doesn't require a journey to my GP. It doesn't require hours and hours waiting in A&E. and that it's easy peasy. We've got Claire Thomas, who is talking about the power of rest. Claire is a nutritionist, and she's focusing on helping women, especially those who are in executive positions, to eat right, because our nutrition does, you know, help us, you know, function even better, especially if you are at a certain stage through, you know, going through a certain stage in your life. Stress management, you know, benefits of hands-on physiotherapy from Isabel, who is a very experienced physio. I've got Lou Hayes, who is a physiotherapist, and she's based in Chat in Rochester. She's a sports physio, but she's got her experience is amazing, and she's written something around menopause and how you, I mean, it's mind blowing, right?
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
It's 12:30, the Women's Company. We have monthly lunchtime meetings. Carol's just told me that she's coming along to the Bromley meeting on Wednesday, which is super. So that's the Bromley and Orpington meeting in Bromley Old Town Hall, right in the heart of Bromley. So that's the Bromley and Orpington meeting, 12:30 on Wednesday. Just check out the website with 1230.co.uk, and of course all the W's before that. And that's what we do, and we've been doing that for 22 years. And it's about friendships, it's about relationships. We're not about hard sell. We have not only in-person meetings, but we have the radio station, as is evident, but we also have a TV, which just means it's online with Zoom. And that's on the second Wednesday. So if you suddenly find that you can work from your desk or wherever you're going, somebody was walking around Bromley the other day when they came on, do have a look. Members are free for the TV show, and non-members are just £5. Otherwise, we've got the in-person meetings, and I will be here next Monday. I think you'll agree it's been a terrific show today, and I want to thank you both so much, Carol and Jimmy, today for being here. And I think you've formed a relationship as well, haven't you? So I can see that there's going to be conversations going on, ongoing.
We've just got a few more minutes left now, and I want to make sure that both Carol and Jimmy share with you the essential things and the little bits that they've not actually managed to squeeze in their conversations. So I asked Jimmy earlier, have you always wanted to be a doctor? Let's ask you again.
Yes. And I'll do it over again and over again in many lifetimes. I will come back as a doctor. Sorry to creep people out. That's a bit strange. But yes, absolutely, because it's a fantastic opportunity to meet people and a privilege to meet people at their point of need. I consider it an honor, and I am I'm continually learning and growing from it. So yes, all the wonderful people I meet along the way have made a huge contribution to my own life as well. So absolutely, yeah.
That is really encouraging to Alice's, no, I'm sure. And you're based in Rochester, aren't you?
Yes, I am. My private practice is based at Aspire Alex in Chatham. I no longer do NHS work, actually. The NHS will always be the love of my life. It gave me everything I needed as a trainee doctor and as a consultant. I've been a consultant there for many years. But I moved on to doing mainly private practice now. Yes, it's, I'm based in Kent. I'm a woman of Kent, and what I would like to ask my fellow women of Kent is to back me up on this one. All right. Can't do it without you guys. Download Health Mary, go there, explore it, play with it, break it. I'll fix it. Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yes, just go for
pretty
it.
Pretty foolproof at the moment.
Yes, and there are women of Kent whose businesses rely on your clientele and your support on the app, just waiting to give you their expertise. And then to those women of Kent who are in the health and well-being industry and doing business, providing care to other people, I would really like you to join us for that event in June, on the 13th of June. I'm doing a bit of a do-over because I know the last time I talked about this, I was like, never mind. All right. So please join us, okay, because it's going to be a day of learning experiences to enhance your success in both your personal and professional realms. You will get to meet the fantastic lineup of speakers who will dish, okay? They'll give you everything you need to be able to run a successful business. It will be an opportunity to be part of something really special, to be part of Health Mary, because you will be able to onboard on the platform for free. And go home with the goodie bags, yeah, worth at least £50. So consider it an investment. And far more importantly, you'll be doing something good because the proceeds coming from the event will go directly to a charity that empowers other women. And you'll have the opportunity to vote for the charity that will receive the support. And you will then select, and then we can select and announce the charity on the day. Again, this is for us, all right? So please back me up if you are a woman in Kent, both as an individual who wants to access life and health and lifestyle solutions, or you are a woman in the business of providing those health and lifestyle solutions.
Brilliant. And is there an early bird or is it a standard fee?
It's a standard fee. It's only £35 for a whole day. So as you can see, this is a totally non-profit for us.
Sure.
And like I said, it's going to charity. But please come along, okay? And bring your friends or colleagues who are also in business of in the health and wellness space, because it's going to be amazing, you know. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Sounds truly amazing. Uh-huh. So, thank you for that.
We'll have a quick go on to Eventbrite and just search it. Health Mary Practice Essentials.
Ah,
yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Gina. And Carol, what would you like to add before we all disappear into the sunset?
I'd like everybody to come and visit me at the spa.
Absolutely.
That is the personalbrandingspa.com. Because your dynamic call to action is to sparkle, position, and amplify. And I want to remind everybody that you're flawsome.
Flawsome?
I first heard this term by Tyra Banks, and she had said it, and she was essentially saying that you're awesome with flaws. My definition of flawsome is awesome with flavour.
Awesome.
And you need to identify your flavour and own it and sprinkle it everywhere you go. Sparkle is to know who you are, understand the value you bring to the table, and show up unapologetically on purpose. It is the fingerprint on everything you do, the footprint you leave behind, and how it is that you touch people's hearts.
Your legacy, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Yes, actually, when you talk about legacy, every day, think about it, that we are depositing into our bank of legacy, because nobody actually knows what your legacy is going to be, because you won't be here. But if every day that you, A, were striving to be the best version of yourself, and that you were all about kindness and serving others, you would make a difference, and you would be depositing well into your bank of legacy.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You deserve a big round of applause for today. Just a reminder that this is 12:30 TWC Business Beat. We're here every Monday. Next week's show is a bumper show with four guests. We've got Ricky Arundel, who is an international speaker, Rosemary Cunningham, who runs Winning Women in Essex, Michelle Yanni, who is an accountant, and we've also got Karen Holden, who is the owner of City Law Firm. So we've got a bumper show, and you know, I think they're all coming in on Zoom. I don't think anyone should be home alone in here on my own, so we'll see. But those are the people for next week's show. You'll find all their details up on the website when you look at the calendar. So thank you all very, very much for being here today. I'll see you all again next week, and the sun's shining here in Pent,
So that's Love to Beat radio station based here in Penge, South East London. And the radio show, my radio show, is 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.